Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hello, what's up? It is Fat Mascara in the house.
Ooh, staccato. I like it.
I know.
Hi, Jess.
I'm switching it up. You know what? It's been a long time recording from home, so I've got to keep it interesting, keep it buzzy. What's up, Jess? I'm Jess.
I'm Jen.
Go
ahead. Take away your show, Jess. I'm loving it.
I'm recording this obviously on my laptop. I just got a news notification and it is more dismal, grim news. Great. Not going to update you on that. I'm sure you'll all find out by the time this airs. But I've got some great news. Jen is back from vacation.
Yeah.
You went to Maine. Oh, okay, you told me that you were going to be trying out a tent that affixed to the hood of your car. And I have to tell you, when I saw the tent that you posted, it became so much clearer to me. I was so worried about you slipping and sliding on the roof of your the roof of your car.
Were you picturing like a vinyl tent just sitting on someone's car roof? Like just like, and it rains and the whole thing like slides down?
I pictured you rolling off, like yawning and rolling off the side, like a tarp.
I didn't give you much visuals or explanation. Yeah.
No, so tell people really quickly about this tent because it's really cool. It actually encouraged
the
me
roof
to like,
nest. Yeah, you know, for a person who's a camper, like the roof nest.
Okay.
Hashtag not spawn at all. But for a person like me who likes tenting and stuff, I don't think I need this. I think for new campers, amazing. Literally, you just pop the clips, the thing pops open, and you have a full-on mattress up there. It's the most comfortable thing I've ever slept on. But like if you have to go change your clothes for whatever reason or come down to pee in the middle of the night, you got to climb down a ladder. So...
See, I'm not a camper, but I could be a camper. I could camp. I'm a little afraid of camping. I feel like I might be a bit vulnerable out in the wild. But
yeah.
And it's not bears I'm worried about. It's people. I'm worried about people.
Oh.
Yeah, no, I'm not worried about wild animals. I feel like I need a door and a lock. But I do...
That's the New Yorker in you through and through.
Yeah, I need a door and a lock. But I loved this roof nest. I just thought it was the coolest thing.
I guess you could even take the ladder up and put it inside the tent. Then you'd be real safe.
There you go. You and Jeff and Little Lake up on the roof. We're going to do this when I see you again. And while I was gone, you got your feet shot up.
Yes.
You got neuroma shots. How'd it go?
So I didn't expect to go in to the podiatrist's office getting an aroma shot. As you guys know, or longtime listeners of the show will know that I, like Jen, suffer from neuromas. Neuromas are not technical definition, but like it's kind of an irritated nerve in the foot, right? Or
yeah, almost like a scar tissue on the nerve ending between the metatarsals, which are the foot bones. You can have them anywhere.
Yes.
Jess and I, of course, have them on both feet, which is like totally abnormal, by the way.
So lucky. So I
got Birkenstocks, sponsor us.
Oh my God. Yeah. So he actually, the doctor recommended, well, let me back up. Okay. So I go there, I felt that they'd gotten worse since the pandemic. And he said that it's entirely possible because I'm not walking around in shoes. And he said that I might need it to have my feet supported. Now, if you may remember, he told me this like 6 months ago when I was heavily pregnant, and he said, come back, you know, after the baby. And he said, Birkenstocks might be good, but this time he recommended a house clog. So Birkenstocks, maybe you want to sponsor us, but maybe even what, a Dansko or Number Six.
You're going to be like a chef or a nurse walking around.
Yes.
Or a doctor. Nice.
Yes. A house clog.
I thought that was interesting. I saw that you said that a lot of people have been having foot problems since the pandemic because they're walking around their house barefoot, and all our little foot muscles are just not used to that. They're used to shoes.
Right. Exactly. We're not supported the way we were in shoes. I loved it. I said, should I be wearing sneakers? And he goes, sneakers, they're an event. I love him. His name is Dr. Michael Schumacher. 50.
They're an event.
Yeah, no, he's a realistic guy. I thought he was going to yell at me when he saw I came in on like these little like slides. And I said, don't yell at me. I know they're not supportive because I'm never going to yell at you. He's like, I get it. You got to like do what you're going to do. Dr. Schumacher, 57th Street, Mount Sinai, really good guy. Anyway, he said, do you want to try the injections? These are cortisone injections that may dull the pain. He said the pain may be back in a week. The pain may never be back. It's really person to person. He sprayed them with some freezing spray, which I actually found more uncomfortable than the shot itself. And we'll see where it goes. The last resort is surgery. I've had foot surgery before in my life. It's a very big deal. Very, very big deal. So that is absolutely a last resort. And I'll keep you guys posted.
Jess's foot corner. Stay tuned, everyone.
I always get the really sexy corner, like foot corner, varicose vein corner, dental corner. For God's sakes.
Crooked teeth corner. Anyway, I love that. And it's happening. And we're going to do updates. Okay, this show, though, we've got beauty news. We've got glamour. We've got our thoughts on Fenty Skin. Jess and I have been trying the product.
Oh my God. I cannot wait
to
discuss.
We have wanted to talk about this for a good 2 weeks, but we're like, save it for the pod.
Yes.
Save it for the pod. And then we'll talk about what's up with bug bites and their healing on your legs, the hyperpigmentation. Mm-hmm. So that's good for anybody this summer that got a couple bug bites, which clearly was me in Maine. And it's a great show. Are you ready to do it, Jess?
Let's do it.
Dun, 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 dun. That's not even how the music goes. I just like saying it. You ready to hear the news?
I am.
Okay, Selena Gomez. We knew she was launching a line. It's called Rare Beauty. Got some deets. It's going to drop on September 3rd at Sephora's in Mexico, U.S., and Canada. P.S., did you know that the Sephora's in Spain have slides? I just read that.
Like anyone can go on them?
Like a playground slide. Very cool.
That's so cute.
Sorry, Selena, none of the stores where your products will be sold have slides. But I really like this. I've been watching this line, and I like that 1% of the sales are going to support. She's starting a fund called the Rare Impact Fund, which her goal is to raise $100 million over the next 10 years to help address the gaps in mental health services for underserved communities. And I feel like she's one of those stars that like isn't just like, oh, right, I need to do a charity thing because, you know, everybody needs to do that now. It's been baked into the line from the beginning. So I'm really excited to see what Rare Beauty ends up like. So September, stay tuned. All right, next up, Credo for Change Mentorship Program. We didn't talk about this on the show, but I've been watching this. The clean beauty retailer here in the United States launched this 2 months ago. Applicants were able to apply, and they were going to be doing classes to help promote these brands. And so they picked their first round of, the brand should be all from BIPOC founders. I never know if I'm supposed to say BIPOC, Black Indigenous People of Color. I say BIPOC in my head, and I just said it like that. Great initiative. The brands are really cool. There's 13 of them, but I just wanted to call out a couple that I like have my eye on. Mm-hmm. Common Air, an entirely plastic-free line. Jess, I knew you'd be all over that.
Yeah. I'm interested. I spotted that right away.
I know. It looks really exciting. 54 Thrones, which is a fabulous name, skincare brand inspired by African rituals.
I love the name of that.
Isn't it? It's like 54 Thrones. I'm like, yes, all those queens. I want everything that they put on their skin. And then we have, what's the other one that I was excited? Oh, Stroller Gang, a line of products for motherhood. And the other one I saw was Shatasha, hair products infused with CBD. And I was like, okay, CBD, but also SPF, her whole ethos being that your hair also oxidizes, it also dries out from the sun. You need sunscreen protection for your hair. And I was like, oh, I want to see what they come up with. So if you are a founder, they are still taking applicants for their next class of founders, and you'll learn a lot and it'll help you elevate your brand. And you could find out about that on Credo Beauty's website. I will put a link. Okay, Quibi. Do you have Quibi, Jess?
Do I have Quibi? Quibi?
Yeah, that whole like content channel that like they're trying to make happen. And in my head, I'm like, stop trying to make Quibi happen. But clearly, Rosie Huntington-Whiteley's making it happen. They tapped her to do this new show. I just watched the trailer. It's called About Face. The model will join brand founders in the beauty world, such as Huda Kitan, which, by the way, after we talked to her, I was like, I know her name's pronounced Huda, and I always say Huda, and I felt so bad. Huda Kitan, Kylie Jenner, Emily Weiss, Sir John, Jen Atkin, and others discussing business development and entrepreneurship.
I could listen to Sir John read the phone book, so.
And it would be fine. But I was like, wow, okay, Rosie, we've had a lot of those people on the show, which I thought was really cool.
Yeah.
We don't always talk about business development and entrepreneurship, but like, those are great personalities, so I'm excited to see what the show
That's
will
awesome.
Be like.
Yeah.
Okay, August is Hair Loss Awareness Month. In case you're not aware, there is hair loss. However, interesting but disturbing news coming out of the coronavirus research. A new study in Indiana University found that many coronavirus sufferers also, once they heal and are better, are getting hair loss, like a lot of hair loss. One survivor was saying she lost 75% of her hair. Now, they're not sure yet if it's because of the virus. A couple of the experts pointed out, and we've talked about this, telogen effluvium. We've talked about it with your pregnancy.
Yes.
I talked about it with Gwen when she was on the show. She had had an illness. This is hair loss that is related to a stressful illness or other life event, and it causes you to shed hair. So they don't know if it's the virus itself or just this, you know, the stress. But just something to be aware of, this virus continues to be confounding and has a lot of implications that we're still learning about. And then lastly, cannot wait to hear what you have to think of this, Jess. A London fragrance house called Yuvo, I think I'm pronouncing that correctly, launched a scent called Bullshit recently. And this is why. They told Hypebeast, this is the founder, Leo Gibbon, he said, Bullshit is, quote, inspired by tired narratives and archaic marketing ploys used to really sell us bullshit, particularly in the beauty industry we exist in. Beauty and fragrance, selling dreams to people in order to maximize sales. That's why we called it bullshit.
Wait, so is this like a real fragrance or is this just like a marketing, like a funny thing?
No, it's a beautiful fragrance. Well, I didn't get to smell it, I should say, but the notes that are in it, it made me think like, okay, they know what they're doing. This is a lovely fragrance. They just gave it this name. And so my original thought was like, okay, they saw the Tom Ford, you know, fucking fabulous. And they're like, let's just give it a provocative name. But then I was sort of like, dude, you are selling a dream. That is what beauty does. Nobody thinks that fragrance is going to like, we know we don't need fragrance. I know I don't need it. The beauty industry isn't pulling one over on me.
No. I kind of love it. It kind of reminds me of, do you ever see like that magazine or that Adbusters? You know, it's like all.
Yeah.
It kind of reminds me of like, it's like a spoof on like, you know, marketing culture and ad culture. But I do think, you know, that it's a dream. You know that these companies are selling you know, Chanel Chance or, you know, YSL or Tom Ford. But I really do think that it's a really smart thing because it's like, I was writing about a fragrance company. I will not mention the brand, but it's, as I was thinking, why is this company so successful? It's, and I really want you all to like think about who it might be because it's kind of like a fun game. It's like they're selling this like image and this lifestyle. I mean, it could be so many, so it's really not that fun of a game. But it's like this image and this brand of cool. And, it, and I was, as I was thinking, why is this brand so big? I'm like, all of these people like bought into it so quickly. And it was just like so trend, like such a trend. And like a lot of brands, now I'm not just talking about a fragrance anymore, don't you sometimes feel like it's like the emperor's new clothes?
Excellent, right? Excellent reference. You're like, wait, am I missing something?
Right, like, right. So as this, I was writing cool? about—
It's just like black and white in a bottle and it's like fragrance, but like, what? Yeah, but the cool people like it.
Right, right. And like, and as I'm not even thinking about fragrance anymore. It's just like, it's anything. It's like, don't you think about that with fashion too? It's like, it'll be— Oh my God.
I was Remember when the Balenciaga sneakers came out and you were like, I'm sorry, they're ugly. And everybody's walking around these ugly orthopedic sneakers. And I felt you. But then all of a sudden, here I am like 2 years later, wear sneakers every day, you know?
Oh my God. I'm laughing so hard because I remember I was on set and I thought that like the photographer, these are not the like Balenciaga.
Had like a broken foot.
I thought she needed like help.
She's got like orthopedic stuff.
But this happens all the time. Like Marc Jacobs made like, you know, bags that look like the bags that my grandmother carried.
And then if you say it's not cool, you're not cool because you don't get it.
Right. So it's like, it's bullshit. I don't know. I mean, like, it's such a funny concept, but like, you know, but I'm guilty of it too. I think about things I bought at Barney's when I was in my 20s, where like I literally had no business spending that kind of money. It wasn't like crazy money, but like I had no business buying that stuff. And then I literally had sold it like a year later at Tokyo 7. And I go back and I think about the stuff that I bought. I'm like, that was bullshit. And I thought I was cool. Okay. It's bullshit.
You know what? You're selling me on this guy's idea. This
I love it. I love it. I love it.
And you know what's funny? He's probably going to sell tons of bottles of it. So maybe I'll order a bottle.
Jokes on us.
What it smells like.
Jokes on us. Oh my God.
Jokes
I love
on
it.
Us.
It's so funny.
Okay. Well, that's your beauty news. Hope you enjoyed it.
The time has come. The time is nigh. Or no, the time is nigh means the time is near. Okay, the time is now.
Four.
We're talking about Fenty Skin.
I'm really— Are you making excited. A jazzy like jingle that maybe Rihanna needs to use in her next house party video?
Yeah, right. Rihanna would laugh me out of her commercial
it's
so fast.
Fenty. No, see, okay. That's why Rihanna's cool, because I don't think she would. She'd be like, you do you. Come over here with your little mom dance. Let's do this. Let's, like, put on some serum together. I feel like she's just like, everybody's welcome to Rihanna's party, you know?
I really hope so. I don't know. I tried to ask a question during the Fenty Skin Zoom launch the other day. Didn't get to get my...
Was she on it?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. I was in Maine, so I missed this.
You were in Maine. I know. I was repping Harper's Bazaar / Fat Mascara hard. Mm-hmm. But my question was unfortunately not addressed, but another editor kind of touched upon my burning question. But first of all, she looked amazing. She's gorgeous. It started a little bit late, just to give you guys a little bit of like color, like what a Zoom press event was like. She was in front of a step and repeat. We were all in our little like squares and we were excited. But the real excitement, I think, was the day after when the products hit the market and all of the vloggers, bloggers, and anyone with an opinion took to the airwaves to share their reviews. Mm-hmm. And I've never seen so many people impassioned about a skincare line. It's only got three products, but everyone like lost their minds. So there is a, just to give you guys a little like, you know, some, to give you the essentials, there is a cleanser. There is a toner called Fat Water, which I thought was interesting. It's like everything's double duty. So the cleanser is a cleanser and a makeup remover. The toner is a toner and a serum. And the sunscreen is a sunscreen, but it also functions as like a makeup base primer.
Yeah, I saw her Harper's Bazaar video she did for you guys, and she put it on at night. And I was like, she's putting on the sunscreen at night, but I think the whole point being, this is your moisturizer. If it has sunscreen, yeah, you barely know, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I've been using all three products pretty consistently for about a month now.
Mm-hmm.
Jen, do you want to start with the reviews or
I could tell you what my favorites are. I like the cleanser. Okay. I like the sunscreen. That's what you need to know. Can we talk about the cleanser for a second? I have it here. Do you have it? Do you have it? Because
it's not in front of me. I'm almost done.
Damn,
I'm almost done.
I really
I have one squirt left.
I wanted you to know this thing that I'm about to talk about. I squirted this out in my hand and I had one of those Proustian moments. And I said, what is this fragrance? Electric Youth. Now I'm aging myself here. Do you guys remember Debbie Gibson? She had this fragrance and it was the shit in the 80s.
It was the shit.
And I was trying to figure out what it is. It smells like a very softened version of Electric Youth. And Jess, tell me you're not going to go tonight and wash your face with that, and you're going to remember exactly what I'm saying. It's not quite that scent, but the fragrances do have fragrance, and all three fragrances are different. And I thought that was interesting as well, because they're purported to be genderless. Eric has been loving the sunscreen, but he said it's fragrant. And I said, what does that mean? He's like,
it's for what?
Fragrant. When he's like trying to be fancy.
Fragrant.
Yes, it's fragrant. He said, it's creamy and fragrant. And I said, and this is why you're not a beauty editor.
He did dabble in grooming for a bit, right?
I mean, I think it was forced upon him. But he really likes the sunscreen, and I do too. You wouldn't know it was a sunscreen, honestly. It feels like a moisturizer.
It's great.
Yeah, it's priced like a moisturizer. So like if you're moving through that the way you should be wearing sunscreen, it's $35. It's very cool that they have refills. So the refills, but they're only, they're $30. So it's not like you save that much on the refill, but you do save the environment. And I love that she touted on your Harper's Bazaar video about like, we didn't do wipes. Carolyn Hirons would be very happy about that at the very least. Yeah, no wipes.
No, I really like that.
I really like the cleanser. Is it revolutionary? No, but it's, but her whole concept of bringing everybody to the party and really just telling people they're welcome is revolutionary, so I'll give it that. And the sunscreen being refillable, beautiful formula, very, very sheer. And frankly, to have sunscreen that works on all skin tones is still revolutionary, even though it shouldn't be. What about you? What'd you think?
I think, first of all, Jen, I thought that was a really succinct, like, great review.
Should I start a YouTube channel?
Honestly, I think that, like, that would be, yours would be a refreshing YouTube channel. I watched a lot of the Fenty review videos, and I thought some of them were really needlessly harsh. A lot of people have a lot of problems with the fact that her line has fragrance in it. I don't think that fragrance, you know, we talked about this with Paula from Paula's Choice. That was a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think fragrance is this kind of like silent killer that everyone thinks it is.
If you're not irritated, and then you're fine. It's allergy or irritant. And if you're using it and it has smell and your skin feels fine, it's fine.
Exactly. So give it a shot. If it doesn't work for you, that's a shame if you're a Fenty fan, if you're a Rihanna fan. But I don't necessarily think that fragrance is bad. I think it's like everything, a lot of it is trial and error. Again, mm-hmm. I'm not a doctor. I am not a chemist. But my problem is, and this is like, you know, just a general feeling about a lot of these kind of YouTube and TikTok videos and Instagram reviews, neither of 99% of the people who I'm seeing doing these videos, they are neither doctors nor chemists. So, I'm not claiming to be one either. But fragrance, I don't think, is this universal bad thing for your skin. So check it out, see if it works for you. But I do think these products are highly fragrant. The cleanser I thought was very nice. It does have a little bit of like a drag. Like the cleanser is like a little thick.
Because it'll take off makeup. I think that might be why. Yeah. I was thinking about that. Yeah.
Yeah, it is good at taking off makeup. It didn't take off my most stubborn eye makeup. I needed a little help with like a washcloth for that. Mm-hmm. But it does take off like the majority of makeup, so points for that. The fat water wasn't like a product for me, but you know, I know a lot of people who are enjoying it, but I have very dry skin. I think that just for me, it was a product that just realistically, I tried it for a few days and it wasn't something that like I ended up incorporating into my everyday use. But I really look forward to this, you know, the cleanser and the sunscreen the most. Mm-hmm. The sunscreen is divine.
Yeah.
The sunscreen is divine. And Jen, I think you made a great point of saying that like if you are using it the way you should be, which is like, you know, a healthy serving every single day, $35. It's definitely not like, you know,
those formulas don't come cheap. A good sunscreen formula that rubs on sheer. I don't think she's overcharging. You could tell with her pricing that she didn't want to be too crazy about it. Like I could tell they're making money on that fat water. I don't know if they're making money on the sunscreen, you know, with the loss leader. They always say like a brand comes out and they're like, this product, we barely break even. And they have their other products where they make money. She's probably barely breaking even on that sunscreen. It's really, really nice.
The texture is beautiful. I love that it has this kind of like pinkish tint. There's no whitish cast. Makeup goes over it beautifully. So I was really impressed by that.
Yeah.
That's my Fenty review. That is my Fenty review.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Okay, so listen, it's bug bite season, all right? It's not good. I know you got bitten up like crazy the other day. Not the other day, it was a couple weeks ago, right? When you like walked
into that. Then back in Maine, I got like 52 more. That actually isn't an actual count.
You know, I didn't want to say anything to you because I knew that you'd just been through hell. But when I went to Maine, like maybe 10 years ago, I got the worst bug bites of my entire life in Portland. The worst in my entire life. They're like they're like birds out there. They're so big.
I use a lot of the bug spray. I have an off product, Family Care, DEET 15%.
Yeah.
which actually works better than the Benz, which is the fancy outdoors people kind that is deep at 30%. So you guys, the off is the way to go. I'll put a link on the blog. But we were talking about once you get a bug bite, damn, you have that bug bite spot for how long?
You have it for a long time. So listen, I just spoke to a couple of derm pals about this because I know that I'm going through this right now. I just got some Jersey bites, and you got some Maine bites. If you're getting bites, this may seem really obvious, but it's not to all of us. Don't let that thing just sit, okay? As soon as you get the bite, go get some over-the-counter cortisone, okay? Over-the-counter cortisone.
What percentage, Jess?
Like the highest one, okay? I don't need an army of nurses coming at me, okay?
What 1% we learned, or... Yeah,
it's go you, ahead. You get the just get the okay. Get I talked to Zeigner, okay. I talked to Jay-Z, okay. Get that bite. Get some ice on it, okay. Get some ice on it. Get some over the counter, okay. Hydrocortisone cream. He loves Aveeno's anti itch cream because it also has oat extract. I don't know what the percentage of hydrocortisone 1%.
I know that product and it's excellent because it's very soothing and it's not just like the drugstore brand. It's actually really nice.
So, okay, love that. Aveeno anti-itch. It's got the oat extract. It's soothing. But don't forget about the ice. The ice is going to feel good, okay? And it'll keep you from itching and scratching because you've got to hold the ice on it. All right? Then keep that going on. Keep that going on. If it gets really bad, you can talk to a dermatologist about getting a prescription cortisone cream. That's when you're going to get like the higher prescriptions, the one that I made up the other day that like you can't get from the drugstore.
Jess Matlin's fabulous 10% hydrocortisone cream. Available now.
Ask them about that. Then I talked to my buddy, Dr. Frank, and he completely co-signs on the cortisone cream immediately after. But he had a little extra layer of advice. This may seem obvious to you, but it was not obvious to me. Make sure wherever you get that bite, if it's leg, if it's your elbow, if it's your nose, I don't care. White zinc oxide on that bad boy, because the sun is going to make... It's an area of inflammation. It's an area of inflammation.
Oh, you're saying you want sun protection, but not even just a chemical or a physical block. You want you can't see it.
Yes.
No matter what your skin tone, you're going to see it like that zoink stuff from back in the day.
Exactly. You want to keep that baby covered up.
Or I think actually Desitin, the diaper cream.
Yeah.
You can use it
for
that.
Well, he didn't say Desitin, but he said you want to keep it up. You want to keep it covered up with a dab of white zinc oxide because the sun is going to, that's what's going to make it discolored.
Yeah.
It's an area of inflammation.
Well, yeah, the zinc oxide is kind of hard to find because nobody wants to be an 80s lifeguard and put that on their nose. But the Desitin, the diaper cream, is that same thing, even though it's not touted as an SPF product. Just going to add in here something that I learned from our doctor friends. You know how those ones on your legs below your knees and you're like, hi, it's October and it's still there?
Oh, yeah.
Circulation on your lower legs is much slower and that is why they heal slower. It could take up to 2 to 3 months. You might still have that post-inflammatory hyperpigmentation. And what Jess said about blocking it from the sun is the only thing that helps it heal the post-inflammatory hyperpigmentation. The minute sun gets on it, it's going to be there much longer. And I think this is so interesting. Remember how I got all those bites all over?
Yeah.
Well, if I have a nice variable little science project on my body. This is gross, but they got inside my tank top. So I had some on my torso, my breasts, whatever. And I was this is gross. I'm going to be covered in polka dots everywhere. No, the ones on my torso, you can't even see anymore. Yet the ones on my legs are still there. And this speaks to what you were saying, that sun just keeps them going. So
that's interesting.
I was so surprised because never have I had a bug bite heal that quickly. Yeah. And I think it's exactly what you were saying. It was hidden from the sun. So hopefully that'll help you guys if you got bitten, how to deal with it. Those are good tips, Jess.
Thank you. I was on the case.
Thanks, doctors. Thanks, Jess.
Thanks, docs. Doc squad.
Okay, guys. You guys are giving us the best raise of wands. I just love listening to our voicemail every day. Please also email them to us as a voice memo to info@fatmascara.com. Or you can call us and leave a message, 646-481-8182, just like this listener did.
Hi, Jess and Jen. This is Lucia calling from California, and I love your show. I listen to it all the time on my way to and from work, and I'd like to raise a wand to the Sephora Mini Solid Brush Cleaner. It's a 0.6-ounce baby cleaner. It's a solid soap that comes in a cute little round package, and it fits perfectly in my caboodle. I love washing my makeup brushes with it. It also comes with this cute little like silicone scrub, little scrub contraption that works great. And it also has argan oil in it for conditioning, and it smells lovely but not too overpowering. And it's just the perfect little cleaner for my brushes that I can, you know, I'm always remembering to use because I see it every morning in my little caboodle. All right. Well, thanks, guys.
That was a good one. That was a good one. And you know what? I feel like you guys find some really quirky little products that I wouldn't necessarily think to like talk about.
And Lucia reminded me, damn, I need to clean my brushes.
I know. If you even knew what was going on my little like bag of brushes right now, like for shame. Which leads me to my raise a wand. Can I start? Of course, I've got a goodie. So remember when we were talking about the Fat Mascara survey the other day, and I was saying, you know, this will help. If you take the survey, it will help, you know, us find like the right sponsors for you and like what kind of sponsors do we want.
And we want a cat comb, socks, and a pickle.
Right. Well, weirdly, like the universe, like, wow, like the power of the universe, man, okay? I was drawn to, or the universe pulled me to, an amazing new cat brush. And I want to tell our listeners about this cat brush.
This is not a sponsor. Your survey did really not make this happen, people.
No, this is the universe working its magic.
Okay, tell me.
Burt's Bees. Yes, our friends at Burt's Bees. I knew that they also did pet products because I've seen, you know, their dog shampoos and all kinds of like fun little things at PetSmart before. But they make a beautiful bamboo grooming brush for cats. So if you have a cat, guys, check out their bamboo grooming cat brush. It removes mats, tangles, and loose hair. One side is like a brush, almost like a, you know, like a Mason Pearson type of brush. And then on the other side is a pin bristle brush. Now, don't worry, Jen, I'm going to wrap it up soon. I can see you like being like,
no,
where
I'm
going?
Actually excited because I know we've been doing these on Instagram stories each week as we bring them to people. So I know Janetta's going to
She's
like her star moment.
Yes.
And I'm very excited about that.
I have a pet brush called the Furminator, which if you are a cat person, you may know about the Furminator. This thing is like $35. It's really high quality. It really grips the hair. Like if you buy a cheap cat brush, baby, you know it's a cheap cat brush, okay? And the Furminator is amazing, but it takes out a lot of hair. Siberians have a triple layer coat. Like, it's serious. But Janetta is an older cat. She's getting a lot of mats. There's a lot of problems with her right now. And the Furminator is, like, too aggressive for her right now. So this Burt's Bees, I feel like our listeners have, like, dropped off. So, like, just don't worry. It's coming. I'm wrapping up, guys. This brush is really gentle. And it's like the little medium step that she needs right now. And I also just love supporting Burt's Bees. I love their ethos. I love that they make this brush for cats. And I just think it's awesome. And it's only about $14.
I want you to have a spinoff podcast like Jess's Cat Corner.
Cat Chat.
Just for like...
Cat Chat,
for
baby.
Your like, I don't know why you make me laugh so hard. I know that wasn't even funny, but like I'm amused by the whole thing. I don't know why.
She has a lot of fur problems right now.
She's also very jealous of Lake, I think, and you don't want to admit it, but I think
it's so upsetting.
She knows mommy's attention is elsewhere. Okay, I will make it quick too then for you. I would like to raise a wand to Neutrogena Radiant Cream Concealer. Listen, you could spend $40, $50 on a concealer these days, and it'll be great. This one,
I am loving. It's just, it has a nice sheen to it that it's very creamy, makes my under eyes, doesn't settle into my lines. It's not a ton of coverage. It's just enough to cover the discoloration so you don't look like super cakey on drag queen kind of concealer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's just a really nice product. So I wanted to make sure other people liked it. So I was watching, just an aside, I think it's like $11. It's a great concealer. I was watching people's YouTube reviews of it. Listen, guys, you want the truth? You come to Fat Mascara. Good Lord, the content that is out there. One woman, she's like reviewing this product. She goes, well, you know, you don't have pores under your eyes. So
Oh my God.
I was like, I'm going to stop. I'm going to hit pause right there. You have pores all over your skin, people.
Oh my God.
Sweat pores, hair pores, just because you can't see them. I was like, the misinformation online is ridiculous.
Ugh.
Ridiculous. So anyway, don't listen to that, Leigh. I can't remember her name, but I was just like, wow. But this is a great concealer. If you don't have a ton of money, but like you want a nice creamy concealer, a couple fine lines maybe even. It has a really flexible formula that's good for like textured skin. I like it a lot. So that's my reason.
I've got a lot of texture as the days go on. As this pandemic
goes on. Do you like how I said
on?
That textured skin?
I like that.
Is that like a nice, yeah, right?
No, I really like that because the texture's coming. The texture is coming. I like that.
Everybody, the texture is coming.
Yes. All right. That's a good razor wand. I like that.
All right, everyone.
Okay.
See you next week.
See ya.
Or actually, see you on Thursday.
See you Thursday. I like that. Okay. Bye-bye.
We hope you enjoyed the show.
It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Razor Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.